So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Yud Ches, Halachos Bishul, on page 274, Kuf Lamed Zayin Beis, Sifur Yimel, says Machaber, Mot Litzin Kitun Shalmayim. You're allowed to put a flask of water, Oishol Shar Mashkim, or from other beverages, Bechli Sheni, in a secondary vessel, which is what we're not discussing, the Halachos of Kli Sheni, Shesh by Mayim Cham, and that has hot water, Bechli Rishon Asa, but in the primary vessel, it's forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sipkan Peivot, Kitun Shalmayim. You're allowed to place a flask of water or other beverage into a secondary vessel that has hot water. Now, after Mayim Bovad, even though water itself without a vessel, Gamki Maglav, particularly Shani, is also permitted to mix into a secondary vessel. I mean, you pour water from the urn and you have a secondary vessel. And we can obviously, you basically already said this in the previous paragraph. So Nokal Dekli, the reason why he's picking it through a vessel, like let's say you have it in a bottle, Mishum Seif because of the second half. Lashmin to tell you to be Kli Rishon by a primary vessel, a full day of Sukkot is Kli also, even though it's not mixing directly into the Kli Rishon, it's like separated with a surface of a bottle. That's why we're bringing this halach, Sivkan Pezayim, that you allow to mix it with Kli Sheni. Kli Sheni Mikri, what's considered a secondary vessel? Kshe'irim in Kli Rishon, it's when you pour from a primary vessel, which is where you bubble the water inside of it, into this vessel. But even if the secondary vessel has its like 120 degrees Fahrenheit, it's permitted because it's in the secondary vessel. I'm sure you quickly rake it. But let's say what you did is actually you took a ladle. You drew from, with an empty vessel, from a primary vessel. Yeshua Mesam said the dinik klirishon, that actually, even though it's not in that primary vessel, it still has a lacha like a primary vessel because you stuck that secondary vessel into the first vessel. Especially if it delayed, it paused there for a little bit. That empty vessel inside of it, achamala resich, until like the ladle, that's the big famous ladle shmuz, is your soup bowl a klishlishi or not? Which is very important, let's say, with certain cases of certain types of salt or bread, or whatever, in your soup. So when you take the pot of soup on the fire, and then you go ahead and you take a ladle, so that's the question, is the ladle klisheni or klirishon, especially if you let the ladle was sitting there until it was bubbling, but to make a klirishon, say the achren, that's for sure considered a klirishon, and therefore that would be the second half of the halacha that even if you would take a bottle, a baby bottle, whatever, and you put it into the ladle, that would be considered as a Kli Rishon, that would be forbidden. So if you doubt, Mutta Litin Kitun Shal Mayim Ashar Mashkim, you're allowed to put a bottle of water or other beverage, Kenegat H, Lahafik Tanasin, so you have a very cold water bottle, and you want to put it opposite the fire to let the chill come out from it. As long as you put it far from the fire, meaning being in a situation that it can't get hot, but it's in that place. Boy. In other words, as long as you're putting it in a place where it can't get so hot that one will get burnt if he touched that water. That's meaning it's a place where the belly of a baby would get burnt if it was that degree of temperature. As long as it can't be that close. I will also carve a age, but you're not allowed to put it next to the fire. Meaning as long as the water that you're taking out the chill, you're putting it near the fire, it's not possible for it to get so hot over there. But if it would, then it would be forbidden. If we could get the Yatzalaz by Pafilo Nech by Shah Kitano. And even if you want to put it just for a moment, Shatabik Sinatsu to take out the chill, us is Ben Kibisha Yochalas Bashlam. Since it could technically cook over there, you can't even put it there even for a moment. I go to Ramah, but what then something is, the pears, the Shard Varm, and the Chom Commission Chayim, fruits or other things that are eaten as they are raw, is the Mordechai Perikir of Ein Lael, Simish Nadal, Siv Dal. Says Mishbur, Siv Cotton Payfest. So he said, you'll have to put a flask of water or other beverage opposite the fire to take out the chill. As long as it's far from the fire, but in Yishen Yochal Vahulu, that it can't get that hot. I know that is, but that even if the water or that beverage stayed there for a long time, Lo yischamu kol kach. It's just not possible. It's not going to end up becoming that hot. Sivkot and pay test. Which is the hainu mokam shekrisa v'chulu. It's the place where the belly of the baby would get burnt. And why are we saying another shear? You can't really measure with the hand, which is called yad seledis, but with the hand would get burnt. There are those who pull back from a small heat. There are those who don't. So therefore, it's very hard. So whatever would burn the baby's belly, that's a more objective measurement. Simkat and sadi. And even to put it there just for a little bit, to just take out the children's forbidden, kimsha yachal b'chula, since it technically cook over there. And the reason is, v'chashina, we're concerned them a mishli litla. You might forget to remove it, and then you might come to bishul. Therefore, you're not going to put it there even for a little bit of time. Simkat sadi after. Rav Moshe said, v'adin, the payer. Same thing is with fruits or other things that are eaten as they are raw. Hanya, that is, sha'asla nicha m'makam achayim, l'abitzinasin. You're not going to put, let's say, we're left out in the freezing cold in this overnight. So you can't put it in a warm place to remove the chill, whatever this item is, because you might forget until it gets roasted. Even though what it means, it's eaten as it is raw, it's also forbidden, because it's still applicable, the title of bishul, on this thing that would eat even raw, banana, or whatever it technically is. Because it gets better through that. So that's what the Sharatin actually says, the Kofidal. So the Rambam writes that if someone cooks something that's fully cooked or that does not need bishul at all, it's potter. So it says the Sharatin, this is Pashal Aniyas Daiti, it's obvious to my humble understanding, that is something that doesn't get better at all through cooking. He says that's coming to exclude fruit and similar things which get better through cooking. So you should know because obviously in the Gemara Shabbos, the Mimam Beis, that water has bishul. Water also, you drink it as it is as when it's raw. He says you could push a little bit. That water is not better like fruits. According to one teretz, since it says they found the Bechi Yosef, he's not sure regarding this. If you have been at Terem and Rabbanon, says look previously in some Rishon Adal at the end of Sevdal and Rishon that they write there is a problem about Mepashal. So it sounds like from the Stima Saloshin that Deraisa and those are Prima Gom, and this Sif sounds like that Hosea Deraisa. But upon them, even something that can be eaten as it is raw, but the apple, let's say, if it gets better as it gets cooked. So even that is what Rama is saying. It's been lit in the rochik maize, but to put it far from the fire. Then even something it's not eaten as it is raw, a potato or whatever, shari would be permitted. You're allowed to put like a towel or some type of lead vessel, near the fire to warm it up. Let's say you need to have something warm, a compress or whatever. You have in the vessel a dish that wasn't cooled down, and you want to have that it should be warm. Even though it's so close, the vessel could be melted over there, list of alunta, or to burn this aluntas. Since he's not pleased with this, he doesn't want that. It's something that's unintended, and we could presume he's not going to forget. He's going to be very careful to take him. Before melts or burns. So there, says the Mishnah Berurah, there we don't have this concern of forgetting it over there. And the Be'alach and the Maslav of the Kli Rishon Asim, he said that you could put a flask of water or other beverage in the Kli Sheni, but not in the Kli Rishon. So says the Be'alach, it would seem that if the cold in the upper vessel are so much that it's not possible that it would cook, then it wouldn't be permitted in a Kli Rishon. Because not any less where you have that a vessel is separating this cold water from the warm water, from where it actually gets mixed together, as brought in the Gemara, that's recorded in the city of Beis Meir. And so if it wouldn't be possible to cook, then even a Kli Rishon would not be a problem. And the Rimas Chalahafik Tzinasim, Chabar had said that you let put a flask of water or the beverage opposite the fire to remove the chill, as long as far away that it cannot cook, and even to let it thaw out is also permitted, even let's say it was frozen, because since it can't reach the Shev Yatzalendis, but it's so that's not going to be a problem. Some of the deer shoes. The Mishburin Sivkot and Pei Zion had said, what's a kli sheni? Is when you pour from a kli rishon, which is where the water was heated, and you pour it into this vessel. Now, a thermos, Chaznish writes, that's considered like a kli sheni. That's also been a b'shem azaman. Because obviously, even though it maintains the heat, which therefore it's somewhat of a chiddush, but since it's not where the water was heated up on the fire, and it was poured in from a kli rishon, it's considered as a kli sheni. Edition number 97, and Sifkat Memhei, the Mishmur wrote that if you draw with a spoon from a pot and you pour it into a plate, so then the food in the plate is considered as it's placed in the kli shlishi, right? So you have the pan, the kli rishon, the spoon taking it out of the kli sheni, the plate is kli shlishi, which is very important, the difference between kli shlishi and kli sheni. Now, here, however, he's saying that the ladle is going to be like a kli rishon. So how do we understand? There's a Tribut Mechaz Yitzchak answers, says, since the place can disagree, if the spoon that was stuck into the pot is like a kli rishon, because ultimately it's similar to like the ladle going in, and here he's saying that it's like the ladle going in is like this pot of soup itself, so therefore it's like a suffix of a halacha. So therefore over here where the discussion is, if the spoon is considered like a kli rishon, a kli sheni, so the Mishmur is machri lahachmer because suffix deraisa. But over there, where the discussion is, if the plate is considered like a klisha and a klishlishi, so he's machri to be lenient. And he adds on that previously where the discussion is regarding cooking after baking, where there are places that permit that even by klishlishin, so therefore he's lenient regarding the spoon to consider it as a klisheni, which that's the discussion, let's say, the bread and the soup, which is, the bread is already baked. Question is there a problem about cooking after baking? Okay, so together with the fact that it's a discussion regarding the ladle, if that's a kli rishon or a kli sheni, so that's why he's lenient. Chaznish writes that if you stick the spoon into the pot while it's on the fire, then the spoon is considered as a kli rishon, and it takes in blias and sends out blias. But however, if you stick it in after the pot was removed from the fire, so you took the crock pot off the whatever the off the blech already, so it's considered as if the spoon is like a kli sheni, and it does not take in and send out plius, and that's how it's written. Shuvah Zolotzin, we're going to cook on Shabbos. However, when he sticks the ladle into a kli rishon for a short amount of time, and he takes it out before the ladle gets a chance to really heat up the shuyat, so that's why we actually hold that it's not considered as a kli rishon, which again that would make our soup bowls into kli shlishi. Dish number 98. In Sivkot and Peiches, Shmuel is saying that if you want to warm up something at a distance from the fire, to the side of where near where the blech would be, it has to be that it can't get so hot. Now, a salad that's not cooked and it's not eaten as it is raw. So Shlomo Zalman writes, you let it put it near the fire when it's obviously not mukta, like a piece of raw meat is usually mukta. But let's say it wouldn't be mukta. So even though it's going to get heated in the shiryat seledzboi, if it cannot get to the measurement of being roasted or Michael Bender soy, which is like a half or third cook, it adds on that the words of Shulchan Harab that writes that it's forbidden is only in the way that the food is already fit to be eaten, and through the warming up, it's going to be roasted. Someone adds on that, like his words you see in the Igli Tal, but the Tilo Tav, the Shvin Shabbos, they disagree. They say it's forbidden even to warm up the Shev Yad Saled display, this thing that cannot be eaten as it is raw. Dish number 99, the big discussion. Well, what is Yad Saled display? Which is the measurement of what we always say is problematic, that could cook. So in Simukov Samach, Mishmur writes, it's when the hand will draw back so that it doesn't get burned. Sharatin in Simukov Pei Aleph writes, that it's when the hand pulls back because of the heat. According to Chazanish, if you could place the hand and move it right away, that's not proof that it's not the heat of Shiryat Zaled. It's only if you could leave the hand over there in that heat for an extended period of time, that's obvious that it's not the Zaled, which sometimes you have to know. Like there's certain, obviously, then there's no problem about cooking. If something like, yeah, would have a problem with Bishl, and you have to make sure it's not Zaled, but that says Chazanish is the Shir. Now, the Maisa, Shlomo Zalman writes, that the measurement of the heat of Yatzaledzbay is not less than 45 degrees Celsius, because Rashi and the Rosh Masechta Shulchan write La Halacha that we hold that the base of Shechita, where you slaughter an animal, is considered cold. The reality is the measurement of the heat of the blood where you slaughter the animal at the Shechita is more than 45 degrees Celsius, it's obvious, and less than that shear is not considered as a heat of the shear yatzaledz. But Shmuel Zalatzin disagrees on his words. He says, because in reality, we see that the belly of a baby would get burnt less than 45 degrees Celsius. And how do we understand that those who hold that the base of shechita is considered as cold? So he explains that they hold that the halacha of the base of shechita is like a kli sheni which doesn't cook, even though the heat is the shir yatzaledz. But like we know, like when you're cooking with a kli shlishi, it can still be very hot, but it doesn't have the halacha of bishl. That's what's been over. When he has on, then Rashba, you see the discussion is regarding blias, and it doesn't depend on the shir of the shir yatzaledz. In the chazanish, you have to be concerned from 40 degrees Celsius, that it's really the heat of the yatzaledz. But he adds on that above 46 degrees Celsius is for sure shir yatzaledz. And that's written in Shmuel Zalatzin. You have to be concerned to yatzaledz from 40 degrees Celsius. Because it seems like that the belly of a baby would get burned in this measure. That's been a Vosner. You have to be stringent from the shir. Now, Shmuel Zalatzin is Maisha, right? It's appropriate to be stringent and to be concerned from the shir of 43 degrees Celsius, which is 109 degrees Fahrenheit. That is considered the heat of the yatzaledz. But that's all. But Yashav is inclined, and the Pinner Rebaron, Kotlan, Pesach Frank is that the heat of 52 degrees Celsius is the heat of yatzaledz, but it's much higher. Now, regarding, however, the halacha bishul achabishul, when the first bishul was a heat that's less than 71 degrees Fahrenheit, so we're going a whole different direction over here because we're machmer both ways. We don't know exactly. So Igris Meisher writes that you have to be stringent to be concerned that it's not considered yet as cooked with the heat of yatzaledz. But so although we're machmer one way, but the other way we're machmer that maybe it's not yet bishul all the way up until 71 degrees Celsius. And that's a real Yashav. And from Zamanar Klein, Shmuel Zalatzin writes that only from the heat of 80 degrees Celsius is a possibility to be lenient regarding Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, like 212 degrees Fahrenheit, whatever the much higher degree of Fahrenheit nation mevubim, because Berna Meneshchai that a food that a person is would hold back from eating it because of its heat. That's considered as the heat of yatzaledz, and it would seem that that's the heat of 80 degrees Celsius. So if that's regarding the other extreme.
Dershon number 100, to place something liquidy that was cooked, that got cooled off opposite the fire, in a place where it could get heat up in the shir of yatzaledz, with the intention of removing it before that, so Mishmul later on Sim Kuf Ches says that forbidden. Shas HaTorah, necessary situation, the Shuvah Zolzin writes that permitted because since according to Rashi Mesechel Shabbos, there's no Isser to place a food item opposite the fire when he has in mind to remove it before it gets heat up in the Shiat Zolzboi. And you could combine the Shitas HaPlaiskim, there's no Bishlach HaBishl, but Dabalach Shetstan. And that's Osman Yashav, that in the situation of great need, will could be lean regarding this. Now regarding placing a vessel with water in a primary vessel, when it's known that the water cannot heat up in the measurement of Yat Zolzboi, Shlom Zaman is not sure, maybe it's forbidden because at times it's possible that the water could get heated up with the shir yatzaledz by, and it's like putting food on the fire when you know that the fire is going to go out before the food is going to get heated up in the shir yatzaledz by, which is forbidden as brought as we discussed this in previous in Sifkat and Samachdal. Now to place food opposite the fire to remove the chill in a way that it cannot get cooked only on Matzah Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure if it's forbidden because it's possible it's like considered like a gzera. If someone violates and he puts food opposite the fire and he removes it before it gets heated up, the till of it rises, it's possible it's permitted to eat on Shabbos, and if you place it b'shegig, we discussed in Sifkat and Gimel that Matzah Shabbos b'shegig is Rabban and is not also but the Yavid. Dershu number 101. Shartzian had said, look, water you also drink when it's raw. Now it sounds like there's no difference between the categories of cooking of water and between the category of cooking of peiris. And this Rav Scheinbeck proves, not like the words of the Igli Tal that writes that the gather bishul by water does not depend specifically on the water getting better, rather also in its getting warm, which is not the case for other foods. However, even the Igli Tal himself actually retracts from his words and he writes, Maskana, the qualification of cooking by water is like the qualification of cooking by other food items.